This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are.
Blue skies, beautiful first impressions. That's what you get on the DJV program. The familiar voice, the happy voices of the people who are here. Happy most of the time. Sometimes the stuff we have to talk about gets into our heads. But that's the way it is in the real world. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me and millions of other people around the country and around the world listening to us either live or on Memorex. There are a lot of those people. Boy, I'll tell you, looking at the numbers yesterday, thousands of people listened to that DJV show podcast that you put together, Kara. So that's good. You can find the remnants of a lot of the important conversations. I don't know if that's the right word. The remnants. DJVshow.com. So let's get to our trending story as we start this hour. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, do you remember the that duck boat accident that was
Yes.
ended tragically? 17 people were killed. They were in Missouri, and they ran into some bad weather, and
Yeah.
People weren't wearing life jackets and things like that. Well, one woman who survived, although nine of her family members died during the accident, she is now speaking out because this has gone into a huge lawsuit. Obviously, we knew that would happen.
Yeah.
However, the reason that she is upset about this lawsuit is because the company that it's called Ripley Entertainment, they're the company that operates the Branson duck vehicles. They are citing, and this is some clever legal tricks here, they're citing a law from the 1850s that says that that the company has a very limited liability because they maintain the vehicle properly, which I think you could probably argue that they didn't, but they said they prepared for the voyage, and after the sinking, the boat was a total loss, and so this law from 1851 limits the liability for any type of class action lawsuits or any lawsuits in general. And so this one woman who lost most of her family, she said that she finds that this is it basically makes her feel like her relatives losing their lives was worthless. And she said this is incredibly hurtful and insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And but this is what the lawyers are moving forward with. And they say that they want to individually handle settlements. Obviously, they want to keep this as hush-hush as possible. They don't want this to go to court. And so apparently, citing this type of law, even though it's from 1851, I guess it allows them to have a lot of wiggle room. So it's just, you know, it's very sad for the 14 survivors. There were so many people who died tragically right in front of their loved ones. So we'll be hearing more about this case as this moves forward now.
You know, you the business of what goes on at the hands of lawyers, we all know we have more lawyers in our country than any other country in the world. They use all kinds of different things. The tricks of the trade, literally, here. And one of my best friends in life is my lawyer. Been my lawyer, and we've been friends for 45, 46, 47 years. And we tease each other. Or I tease him. He doesn't tease me. But he's not one of these guys that looks for the angles. But there are plenty of them who do. And so thus, we have to live with, that's part of society, part of what you live with here, one way or the other. Here's something else we are living with, continuing focus on what's going on at the border. I find this fascinating. Apparently, the Border Patrol has done some studying as they continue to apprehend large groups of people coming into our country illegally. It seems at the moment that the number one group coming in here in terms of numbers are from Guatemala. They're being led to remote desert areas. This also bothers me because they all know where these crossings are. So why did they put the Border Patrol guys there? I don't get this. Is so silly. It's so sophomoric. Anyway, a lot of these people who are coming in from Guatemala, they are promised financial gain. They are promised to be protected against immigration problems by the smugglers who get $3,000 a head to bring them across the border in Yuma, other areas of Arizona. These corridors have been exploited by the criminals, and the customs, the border people don't do anything about it. They know where they are. They tell you. And then another thing that sort of kicks you in the teeth is that the majority of the people coming from Guatemala are going to three final destinations. You want to guess where they are? What do you think are the three destinations where most of the Guatemalans go?
L.A.? Right. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, in one, there are three different states.
I'm going to guess Boston for one, because you sound like you're involved in this.
No, it's not Boston. But there are a lot of Guatemalans around, yes. But there are some El Salvadorians. There are more El Salvadorians around working for landscapers than from any other country that I've found, anyway. No, the destination of the Guatemalans, Oakland, California, Homestead, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. That's by far and away where most of these, Charleston, Oakland, and Homestead, Florida.
I've never heard of Homestead, Florida, so I don't know anything about
Homestead
it.
Homestead Air Force Base?
I've never heard of it. Where in Florida is it?
Near Tampa.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a reason? Have they pinpointed? Is it just large communities of Guatemalans there, and
don't know.
That's why they go?
Yeah.
Or
there's not a conclusion.
Because I've spent a lot of time in Charleston, and that seems like an odd place to choose.
Yeah, well,
and I love Charleston. I'm
work.
Not saying like yeah.
And these are areas where there is rapid expansion and growth, and there is work for these people. Plus, there are those who are, like in Framingham, where I come from, we have the largest population of Brazilians of any place outside of Brazil. Why? I don't know. They first started coming here when I was a kid, and they just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. We even have a member of the city council who was born in Brazil. I talk about Lewiston, Maine, where the Somalians go. Why the hell do the Somalians want to go? There's nothing further than the climate anyway. Somalia is on the equator, hotter than hell. Lewiston, Maine is cold as hell.
I'm assuming it's like Victoria said, where she asked if there's a large population of people. It's like, I guess one.
Yeah, but it's got to start somehow. Or
yeah,
why do they go there in the first place?
I don't know. They just end up somewhere, maybe wherever they can get a job or housing or people aren't questioning them. And then once someone's settled there, everybody else goes. I guess why you would go to Maine in the first place, I don't know. I'd go somewhere nice and toasty and warm. But
yeah. So, and league with that, there was some information released this week on the cost of adjudicating these DACA applications. Have you been following that, Victoria?
No, I haven't.
How much immigrant benefit applicants. The last 3 years, it's cost to pay to help these people $316 million. And this is because, I guess it started with the Obama administration. They did not impose an application fee to be considered for DACA status, and it has continued that way. So even with all the talk about it, we're still not charging these people. Most of these
but
sort
the DACA
of agencies,
applicants are supposed to be kids, right? They're the dreamers.
Yeah, well,
the
families, are they the families involved? DACA applications. Apparently, they're using other immigrant benefits or the application money. That's where the 300 and whatever million dollars is coming from to provide for adjudicating the applications. Have you followed the process of what actually goes on?
No.
When somebody is, I don't.
All I know is I've seen that I guess there's 250 kids who are still separated from families, and I saw a headline, I guess over the weekend, that some of them are going to be put up for adoption. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if these are
Did
you see that too?
I did see that.
That was weird.
Very interesting.
Are those? Yeah, are those kids who don't have
So you just take them away
families?
From their family? No, they have family, but they're not here. So they're just like yanking them away.
It's in order to,
yeah, it's kind of weird, actually. 16 past the hour, DJB time.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Here we are fighting truth decay. I saw some stats, Victoria. Two-thirds of American adults say that they at least occasionally get news on social media. 57% said that they are concerned the information they see may be inaccurate. This is a Pew Research study, so probably has some grain of truth to it. The survey found even among those who say they prefer to get their news from social media, Facebook, YouTube, that sort of thing, 42% said they expected it to be inaccurate. Huh? So what do you go there for? Just to be entertained? News. As we have infotainment. That's news attainment or whatever you want to info. Entertainment is what this is supposed to be, I guess, right? Conversations like this, radio and television talk programs that sort of dissect what's going on. Some of the stories you're following, maybe there's a commonality. And then some of the stuff that we talk about here is stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, whether it be the stories themselves or our thoughts about them, because we are not in the main. That's one of the things that I'm not demanded of the people who've been on here. I don't demand much of anything. But I think that I look for people who will have different points of view, maybe stronger points of view than those that are expressed in some of the quote-unquote mainstream media. So anyway, but I'm not surprised. Are you? 42% say they think that what they see in social media is inaccurate. What the heck? I think that's pretty much what we expect. Is that what you expect, Victoria?
It's all opinion-based, so I just sort of take it as opinion.
Right. All right. 21 after.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stray Cats. What's you like them? How can you not like them?
Love the Stray Cats.
Love them! Alright, this is the marking of their 40th anniversary. Stray Cats, including Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom. Great names, huh? I'd like to be named Lee Rocker. Hey, I'm a rock and roller. My name is Lee Rocker.
Yeah.
All right. They announced they're going to be releasing a new album, and they're setting up tour dates for next year, heading into the studio to record their first new album in 25 years. They say this is excitement, a new era. Quote, making a new Stray Cats album for 2019 in Nashville seems like the exact right thing, the right time, right place, right band for the gig. We have an album's worth of new songs that are classic rockabilly while keeping the music and style current and fresh, like always, said Slim Jim. 40 years ago, three teenagers started a band to play a musical style that had long since passed. Most folks had never heard of this music. 40 years later, we stand together and still get that same thrill and exhilaration from music. That feeling is what makes the fireworks go off, the sparks fly, makes the world go round, says Brian Setzer. Stray Cats planning a tour for next year, too. Are they round about
there.
This year?
There is no way I'm missing this. No way.
Fast stuff. Fast stuff. Good stuff. All right, so congratulations to the Stray Cats. Back in visibility and audio ability. Is it audio ability? Audio. Auto. It's like what you're going to hear. 26 after the hour, DJV time. Victoria, Kara, and I now focusing on Cyndi Lauper, who's another person that I have huge respect for. I think she is fabulous. I always thought she was fabulous. Kind of quirky, but that's what makes her so much fun. And she's so sincere. She announced a lineup for her 8th annual Cyndi Lauper and Friends Home for the Holidays benefit concert. Celebrates the 10th anniversary of her True Colors Fund. Concert takes place in New York City, Beacon Theater there, on the 8th of December. She'll be joined by guests Angie Stone, Rocky Bieber Rexha. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
A$AP Rocky Bieber Rexha is
yeah,
on that.
She's the one we did that story about, the country song that's been on the top of the charts for like
Florida,
longer than
Georgia
any
Line.
Other song with Florida Georgia Line. So she's the girl in that song.
Yeah. So what do we know about the other people who are going to be there, ladies? I don't know most of these names, Dr.
Well,
Elmo,
Natalie Merchant Natalie Merchant from 10,000 Maniacs, and then she had a
Sarah Ramirez. Why do I recognize
Sarah that Ramirez is she's on was on Grey's Anatomy. She's an actress. If you saw her, you would recognize her. She's an LGBTQ advocate. Regina Spektor is another kind of indie artist. She's really good. So it's a nice mix. It benefits the LGBTQ community, so it makes sense that they have. It's going to be hosted by Carson Kressley, who is hilarious. He was on the original Queer Eye, and actually has a new show coming out. I think it launches this week at some point. So it sounds like it's going to be a fun night, and it sells out every year.
Yeah, well, a lot of interesting people. She says, Home for the Holidays, selling out in past years, becoming a holiday tradition. 100% of the net proceeds from this show will go toward the True Colors Fund, programs that work to end and prevent homelessness among the LGBTQ community, the young people. Tickets for the for this thing go on sale at Ticketmaster Friday at noontime, Eastern Time. So, yeah, a lot of people working toward a good benefit. And this is perfect time of year for this sort of thing. People starting kind of now through the end of the year become more generous. You notice that? We just get into that sort of mood.
It's nice.
Becoming more,
It's nice to focus on something that isn't political, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And a lot of good things happen this time of year, even though it's cold and dark and leaves are changing all over. 28 past the hour here.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia convinced him they are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After meeting with them yesterday, Pompeo said they did strongly deny knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he blames the very top of the Saudi kingdom.
There are plenty of people in Saudi Arabia that we could have a good relationship with, but
If the Crown Prince stays in power, it will be almost impossible to reconstruct this relationship at a time both of us need it.
The Republican Senator Graham speaking on Fox News at night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Magic twanger there, Froggy. How do you do? D, as in Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria. Jennifer's out this week. Victoria Keelan is here with me, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some money and business items. The federal government running up the bill again. Deficit rose to 700, if you can even imagine these numbers. I don't even know why we're talking about this, because nobody does anything about it.
I think
nobody
when you say the trillion, when it just when it, right, isn't it $1 trillion it's going to be?
Well,
what they're warning that we're going back up to that.
Right, we are. $779 billion this past year, up 17% in 1 year. What happened to these people who are quote-unquote conservatives who are running the country? What are they conserving? I don't see a conservative anything. Largest number, the bill increased. It went out of control when Obama was president. George Bush started it. When Clinton was president, we didn't have any deficit. Zero when
he
left office.
How did we get to $1 trillion since Bill Clinton left? That's what
Iraq, the Iraq War.
I guess
the Iraq War.
Yeah.
And all the things that are being done to still support it, that kind of stuff. Government receipts flat this year from last year. Tax collections, corporate tax returns. For those of you, well, you look at the adjustment in the tax cuts. Collections, corporate taxes down $76 billion, offset, however, by increased revenues from individual self-employment tax rates went up, which is stupid because the people who are self-employed are the ones who actually start new businesses and make the economy tick. The whole thing, we looked at it and thought, oh, this is great because people are going to get a tax cut. Yeah.
Yeah, but the regular people really didn't get any benefit from it. The truth
is,
when you look at the numbers, it's just, it didn't. It
well,
helps,
the numbers, they play with the numbers.
Huge corporations.
They're so complex. I don't even know if that's true, Victoria. What is so, what's so obvious here is that these things become so complex. The numbers just, you know, you can use them for any purpose that you want to. It just is incredible, however, that we spend the kind of dough that we do and we get the results. It would be different if we spent all this dough, went into the hole, and had good results. But we don't. That's the problem. That's what bugs me. When I signed my tax return the other day and looked at what I'm paying to the government to support things that I don't support, I feel like I'm being used, abused, in fact, with all of the programs and all the money that goes to things that just don't work. We wouldn't stand for that 1 second if we applied the same things that we do to general business. You buy a refrigerator that's no good, what do? You make them take it back and give you a new one. What happens when the government programs don't work? Nothing. We just throw more money at it. Yeah. No. Sorry. Federal judge ruling this week that the student loan relief program can take effect right away. It's called the Borrower Defense to Repayment Rule. Don't you love government? My God, listen to this. Government names for stuff. The Borrower Defense to Repayment Rule, meant to protect students from for-profit colleges violate the law, take advantage of vulnerable people. I don't know what example is that. When you
well, there are lots of examples, and
Phoenix, University of Phoenix, that sort of.
That's not one of them so far. That's not one of them. But like ITT Tech, which is something that on the East Coast everybody knew that. That's you pay to go to the school, and then it turns out, and then a lot of people take out loans to go to the school, and then the school was brought up and it closed, and then people were still stuck with this debt to a school that doesn't exist anymore. University had the same thing. When before Trump took office, he had to settle up with a lot of the, you know, his fake university, and people had debt that, and that's what this was, you know, supposed to help. And then good old Betsy DeVos, who I think is the most useless person in our government, and she came in and decided to side with the for-profit schools and wanted people to be stuck with this debt. So now the judge has overruled it, saying, no, look, you've delayed this long enough. Let people get out of debt. It's crazy how many people. I think it was 162,000 people filed for this debt relief because the schools that they had paid money to were brought up on charges and were closed down.
So is the government the appropriate place to get relief, one way or another, laws be whatever they are? When you spend your money, let's try another form of debt. Let's say you borrow money to buy a car, okay? And you can't make the payments and the car gets repossessed. Should there be a government program to help you pay off your car debt? No. I don't think there should be. You buy, what do you buy? In this case, there's a bit of skullduggery, and maybe that's what makes this unique. Some of these, and I don't know, ITT Tech been around for a long time, they just found themselves kind of outdone. They didn't belong. There are other ways of getting that technology, technological knowledge now that are more efficient. So nobody went to the school. They went broke. And so what sort of protection do you have there? Should the notes just be written off? That might be a way of making it, you know, like mortgage interest is you write it off. There are some things charitable. There are some things in the tax code you can just write off. And there is bad debt that can be written off, and perhaps that would have been a way to take care of it instead of having people pay for something that really isn't there, write off the debt. That's the way you pay it, but you take it off your debt.
Yeah, but the problem, though, is when in order to have a write-off, you have to have a certain amount of income anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that wouldn't work for most people who are in this situation.
All right, other money news. It seems the lot of landlords, I say the lot because it's not a lot, it's the lot. Pretty much all landlords are happy that Sears and Kmart are hitting the road, if you will. There's a company called Kimco announcing that it was looking forward to getting new tenants into spaces that now are occupied by Sears or Kmart stores. It's a big real estate investment trust. Leases three Sears locations, 11 Kmart locations in the New York area. Average rent for the 14 Sears and Kmart stores, $5 a foot. That's well below the average of $15 a foot. There are other properties. So they've had leases there for a long time. It's not because Sears is bad. It's because they've been around for a long time. Same thing true in L.A. and Miami, the Hamptons, those places. You can get $15 a foot easily. So anyway, it's a sad reality. It's just sad to see the company run as badly as it was.
They couldn't even pay their rent in some of the stores.
Right.
Some of the landowners who are now being very vocal, saying they're happy to see Sears go, they weren't even able to collect rent from their tenants. And there's really then that's a long process to get someone, especially with a commercial thing. I can't even imagine how long that would take.
Yeah. All right. Another couple of interesting items actually here. Protests. The Park Service has proposed raising the cost of getting in the national park. I thought they cut that earlier this year. Didn't we talk, is that my memory, that the amount of money that you pay to go into the parks was less, the National Park Service? Didn't they cut? But now they have new rules for demonstrators, I guess, and how
down in front of the White House. I think that's
that
area.
That area
is controlled by the National Park Services, and I think they want to charge more for permits, right? Protesting, though. That's different than just visiting.
They proposed a dozen new rules for demonstrators who gather not only in front of the White House, but around other monuments in Washington. Protesters, according to the proposal, will repay the agency for security permit processing, helping to protect and preserve the cultural and historic integrity of the areas. There's an up and a down to this. I think that there is a lot of damage being done by protesters who just, are there to make a lot of noise and just wreck stuff. The other thing, though, there's some good legitimate reasons and good legitimate protests. So how do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Well, if you're a good legitimate protest group, then you pay the fee. And
so who determines whether you're a good legitimate protest group?
Well, I don't think they're just talking about discriminating against any group. I think they're saying that it's everyone's going to have to pay.
Yeah, but that's the point. Everybody ought not to pay because some of these groups are not there to make trouble. They're just there to tell people what they think. And there are a lot of people that go there, though, that want to make trouble.
Right. Well, I think this is obviously just somehow the Park Services wants to make more money. So I think this is probably their best excuse. Well, we're just going to charge everybody more to protest.
Back again to the incompetence of government. 44 after the hour here in the DJV program.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Victoria, help me out with this. This DJV show, by the way, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan. The it was Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, one day this week, we were talking about whether or not the price of prescriptions should be included in advertising.
Right.
And now I see that the administration has signed a couple of bills supposedly to put an end to the gag clauses that prevent pharmacists from telling consumers they could save money on medications if they pay it out of pocket instead of using insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The clauses sometimes are part of agreements between pharmacies and the benefit managers who administer prescription drug programs at the insurance companies. And in some states, there is legislation banning the pharmacy gag clause. One of the bills the president signed addresses the tactic at the federal level. The other bill applies to drug coverage under Medicare. Neither bill actually goes so far as addressing the issue of bringing down drug prices. But reporters were told that the administration is working on more regulatory action to do just that. So how does this affect the average person who is perhaps on a fixed income? Medicare comes to mind, but the older, but just drug costs in general. Mm-hmm. People just don't realize, unless you look at the end of year reports for these drug companies, the stuff that is public, stockholders information, et cetera, for you to see the huge, huge amount of money that they make. Not that there's anything wrong with making money, and it takes a lot of money to come up with some of these drugs, but come on, for God's sake, give me some information.
But some people have to choose between, you know, life-saving medicine and eating that day.
Yeah.
And that's right. Just, I can't, don't get me started on the healthcare system in this country. For so many amazing things that we have in the United States, our system of healthcare is just it's offensive. I find it offensive.
All right. Although we don't want to offend anybody, it's 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now it's time for a visit from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show, famous around the country and around the world for helping people understand how to get the best out of their pets, or perhaps having the pets understand how to get the best out of their own. You've said to me, I said we were talking off the air about me bringing Daisy May to a training school, obedience school, because she spent, for those of you who don't know the story, the saga of my new dog and I, as she was, I rescued her from a puppy mill. She'd been in a cage for 2 years plus. She'll be 3 years old, matter of fact, next week. So she had nothing in her life except living in a cage. So now she's on the farm, and she can run and go anywhere. And she had no, she didn't know what, if you were commands or suggestions or, hey, Daisy, don't go that far. She'd turn around and look at me and run the other way. So I figure I should bring her. She's getting much better, getting used to my voice, I guess, and what I say consistently, because now if I tell her not to go that way, she turns around and comes back to me. But is there a process? They don't innately understand words at all, do they, Warren? What are they? What does most dog speak like? What are they hearing when they hear us speak?
It depends on the word you use. The continuity is critical. For example, with my dogs, I try to use the same words over and over again to mean the same thing, so there's no confusion because they learn through association. Now, obedience school is a good idea, but let me just give you a couple of things to remember. Okay. There's no one in the world that can get your dog to respond to you other than you. Mm-hmm. So learning how to do it is one thing. But remember, there's some great trainers out there. But I get these calls all the time. I took my dog to obedience school. In obedience school, he was like Rin Tin Tin. I took him home and he turned into Cujo. So the bottom line is, first of all, understanding that if anything looks abusive, sounds abusive, it is abusive. That's number one. Number two, getting a dog to respond in a location away from your home is entirely different than getting the dog to respond at your location. That's why when I was training, of the over 40,000 dogs I've trained, every one of them was trained in individual people's homes. Where I went to the homes.
All right, so why don't you come to my house and you can train her? How does that work?
As soon as the summer comes, I'm not going.
All right, so when I bring Daisy out there this fall, we'll have maybe some time with you, and we can get, when you see, you know how you love, Charlotte had it, well, you have a thing with dogs. Charlotte was really wonderful around you, and so I think Daisy, it would be interesting to get your take on Daisy. Who is obviously, like people, entirely different dog. But she's a love bug, man. And she's so funny. If we take her out last night, I took her out for our evening walk. Around 10 o'clock, we go out and walk around, and she does her business. And when she does it, she runs around in circles. And then she darts off. And she'll look and see, if I'm listening, and there's a big lawn area about an acre next to the house. And so she'll run around out there, and then she'll roll over like she's a trick dog. She'll look at me, and she'll roll over three or four times. And then she'll get up and look at me, and she'll run around, and then she'll roll over again.
But here's the behavior part of me. When a dog eliminates poops and pees, okay, very, very common for them to get real excited and run around. And then what they do is, because they've just eliminated, they'll roll around in the grass to put the scent of the environment on them so they don't smell as if they just went. It's kind of a protectionism thing. So very common for example, if you take a dog, if I take my dog who's never seen a cow, if I take my dog to your farm today, he will roll around in the cow poop, again, to blend in with the environment. It's a hunting. I think that goes back years ago. I'm not
telling you. Good for you. All right, here's the story of an Ohio police officer who saved the life of a dog that was having an adverse reaction to anesthesia. He administered, basically what we call CPR to the dog. The veterinary claim was called in there Friday after a Doberman named Trooper was reported to be having a severe reaction to the anesthesia. He was at the clinic, he was told there was an opioid emergency in the operating room. So he went in, and somehow or other, they were working on reversing the effects of the anesthesia. Within seconds, the dog came back, but the dog would have died because they used something like fentanyl. And there's all kinds of stuff they used to put the dogs to sleep, and the overdose problems for dogs the same as humans, I'm guessing, right?
The great point is every dog guardian, every pet guardian should learn CPR. In fact, the American Red Cross offers courses all across the country on CPR. Yeah. So it's a real important thing that we know CPR, not only for people, but CPR for our pets as well. Here's a perfect example.
I tried to give her, when Charlotte died in my arms in my car, I tried to give her CPR and it didn't work. But
sometimes it's just too far.
Yeah, that is. All right, so there's some good lessons for you. Check out hugsandkisses.com, Warren's mineral and vitamin supplements, hugsandkisses.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.